What are our children being taught? An inside look at what really happens at a Robert Mueller school. By Sandy Schwark, copyright Schwark 2025. If you missed the previous article, we saw how global citizenship education is being used to train children to become environmental activists. As we learned in UNESCO Globalism Indoctrination, in educating children to become global citizens, UNESCO and the NEA supported the World Core Curriculum of Robert Mueller. An insightful depiction of what really happens inside a Robert Mueller school using the World Core Curriculum was written by a McGill University Doctor of Philosophy and Education student. As a peace educator, anti-nuclear activist and devotee of holistic education, Barbara Brooks had studied wisdom teachings of Plato and ancient mystery schools, and their emphasis on education with respect to the soul and spirit and link to oneness, wholeness and peace. Spiritually and educationally, she described herself as a seeker on a life journey. As a strong proponent of Mueller's World Core Curriculum, she wrote her dissertation as a case study of the Robert Mueller School in Fairview, Texas. Brooks said the aim of her paper was to give a voice to its school administrators, teachers, parents and students, as well as enlighten her own self-discovery. Her paper set out to describe the theoretical models of peace and global education, soul-centered education, and transformational learning, with an emphasis on planetary-Earth relationships. As she showed, not only are the teaching philosophies experimental, with no evidence for any academic benefit, but worse, the teachings are simply made up gibberish. The youngsters had 5-6-week courses on the four harmonies alone. Virtually no mention is made of traditional academics such as writing, arithmetic, reading, or science. This candid disclosure exposed not just the wacky curriculum, but the psychological techniques used to manipulate the children's emotions and planetary consciousness to lead them to a new age spirituality. The techniques included things such as storytelling and suggestive awareness, morning circle time with songs for peace and the planet, passing the sacred stone for speaking, cultural dances and art for global harmony, facilitating destination imagination, and centering for achieving inner peace. Holistic education. The mission statement of Robert Mueller Schools is a holistic vision of education, wrote Brooks. Its three R's are reverence for life, responsibility for the planet, relationship or connectiveness of the parts of the whole. A sense of planetary unity, wholeness, and reverence awakened in the child is claimed to offer the student a vision of him, herself as a contributor to a harmonious universe. Holistic education is about relationships, she said, and, therefore, communication, with self, others, nature and with the One. The Four Tetrahedrons. The World Core Curriculum is designed around the myth of experiential learning and teaches Mueller's Four Tetrahedrons. A tetrahedron is associated with fire and is a symbol in sacred geometry, and signifies change and transformation, interconnectedness of all things, and a spiritual ascent. It is used in spiritual practices, such as meditation, crystal healing, and energy works, and dates back to ancient times and the works of Plato. The Four Tetrahedrons of World Core Curriculum. Four Harmonies. Our planetary home and place in the universe, human family, our place in time, the miracle of life. Four atmospheres, understanding, love, patience, ordered activity. Four basic premises. Sense of the whole, sense of fantasy, sense of choice and sense of ordered purpose. Constitution of the human being, spiritual, emotional, physical, mental. Inclusive consciousness. To find each child's place in a universal environment, the teachers use Mueller's hierarchy of inclusive consciousness. It is foundational to a spiritual, soul-centered approach to education, said Brooks. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. To Plato, since the soul is eternal and never dies, learning is simply recollecting or remembering the higher states of consciousness that the soul already knows and understands, having experienced these states prior to its descent or incarnation into a human body. Thus, education, for Plato, was really the process of discovering what the soul already knows. It involved the process of drawing forth, or bringing out the wisdom of the true self, thus activating spiritual or higher states of consciousness. The role of teachers is to assist in the birth and nurturing of the students' souls and bring balance and healing to the body. Inner states of harmony, happiness and joy align the soul, she wrote. Peace and justice are inner states of being, attained when all aspects of our human soul are in resonance with our higher self or divine soul, which is at one with the essential unity of all life. The curriculum includes various courses that are equally fictional. For example, Earth education of our planetary home includes eating organic foods, growing an organic garden to feel a connection and respect for the earth, caring for animals to feel a connection and respect for animals, and being outside to develop an intimate connection with nature that will ripen into a love for the earth. Peace education includes centering and balance, balancing both hemispheres of the brain, which reportedly develops imagination, memory recall, and academic performance. Whole brain balance is described as a holistic program that includes dance and centering exercise to gain inner peace. Left brain work, logic, critical thinking, mathematics, and facts, are old paradigm to be balanced now with right brain activity, imagination, intuition, art, rhythm, visualization, dreaming. It's hard to imagine any child can survive this education intact. It is far removed from any credible educational curriculum and even farther removed from Jesus' teachings. While not every government-approved school follows the World Core Curriculum in full, under UNESCO, all schools are directed to adopt UN's Global Citizenship Education, which embraces a holistic curriculum for lasting peace and sustainable development. Aspects of the World Core Curriculum can be seen in every public school in the country. GEMUN, Immersion of Children into the UN Agenda. One of the most disturbing indoctrination programs coming out of Robert Mueller's World Core Curriculum, and sponsored by the School of Ageless Wisdom, is GEMUN, Global Elementary Model UN. Since 1990, hundreds of elementary and middle school children from around the world are chosen as delegates at a mock UN assembly held each year in Dallas-Fort Worth. This year, GEMUN is on May 16 to 17, 2025. GEMUN plays a key role in the World Core Curriculum, training kids as future UN peacemakers, but more accurately as UN activists. During the school year, children learn about the UN and its global sustainable development goals, complete assigned UN readings and projects, and immerse themselves in their assigned countries and creating displays of their countries. The child delegates then present their country's welcoming speech at the opening plenary session of the General Assembly and develop resolutions to global problems of poverty, hunger, human rights, disease, environment, global conflicts, and education. The 2025 Delegation Handbook is 90 pages of UN propaganda. It opens with a challenge from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in his address to the Summit of the Future. "Today I challenge you to take action, to implement the Compact for the Future, by prioritizing dialogue and negotiation, putting an end to the wars tearing the world apart, and reforming the composition and working methods of the Security Council. To accelerate the reform of the international financial system, particularly on the occasion of the Conference on Financing for Development, which will be held next year. To place new technologies at the service of the best interests of humanity, SIC." As we learned in Part 1, Guterres is a socialist who was the Secretary General of the Socialist Party from 1992 to 2002 and President of Socialist International from 1999 to 2005. The Children's Handbook teaches UN's Sustainable Development Goals, the preamble to the UN Charter, and UN's Olive Branches of Peace logo. It gives a glowing history and report on the principles of the UN, extensive descriptions of the UN system and its various agencies and programs, and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It includes a long list of recommended resources, including UN Climate Action, the Earth Charter, and the Good News Agency, which runs UN's education activities of the Lucis Trust and Robert Mueller's Culture of Peace program. It is not to be confused with the Christian Worldwide Good News Clubs for school children. Finally, it gives an overview of GEMUN and guidelines. The child delegates are presented with a list of world problems to choose from that they must write a resolution to address to the UN Assembly. GEMUN's sponsor works one-on-one with the delegates to edit their resolutions in accordance to UN guidelines. This year's topics include nearly 90 world issues, none of which any child that age can possibly understand the inordinate complexity of the problems or have the knowledge base to evaluate if the problems they are being presented even are real problems, let alone grasp and analyze the full range of potential solutions. See pages 21 to 22. The problems are overwhelming and would frighten and worry any young person. Eliciting a strong emotional response and fear, remember, is a key emotional manipulation technique. Even the way the issues are presented are slanted towards a globalist perspective and lead the kids to the predetermined UN agenda solution, in line with the Sustainable Development Goals. Economic effects of climate change, regulation of nuclear energy, radioactive cleanup, child marriage, water security, disarmament, Ukraine, human trafficking, counter-terrorism, combating drugs and crime, Kashmir territorial dispute, clean energy, drug and alcohol abuse, domestic and gender-based violence, reproductive rights of women, childhood malnutrition, childhood immunization, ending violence against LGBTQ+ children, wildfires, wetland degradation, rights on indigenous people, race-based discrimination, violent extremism, food safety, developing sustainable agriculture, factory farming, livestock emissions. Brooks's report demonstrated how little the children really understood about these global issues. More importantly, she revealed how they'd been indoctrinated and could do little more than recite the disinformation they'd been given. The children told Brooks, for example, that they'd learned how humans are killing nature and polluting, and that rich countries don't share with poor countries. Sasha, one of the fourth graders at the Mueller School and only 10 years old, was nominated as ambassador and led delegate. She was so small, said Brooks, she could hardly be seen at the podium. Sasha's responsibility was to make sure that all resolutions written by the delegates were in line with UN policies. In her speech presented to the assembly on behalf of Guatemala, Sasha said if the UN helped rich countries realize that if they gave money to all countries that need it, then all the world's problems of poverty, education, hunger, human rights, disease and ecological problems could be solved. The UN brings peace, she added, meaning a peace in which everyone is treated equally, fairly and has everything they need to live a healthy life. For parents, educators and Christians, reading how our children are being manipulated and brainwashed into a new social order and to believe a new spirituality is beyond distressing. Next, we'll look at just how easy it's been for the globalists to mind nap our children.